from my heart and from my hand. Why don't people understand my intention?
The proposed update to the handbook completely removes the students' influence over the school's institutional power. We have no control over any decisions being made by the school that impact us directly. Furthermore, the new policy prohibits the exchange of ideas through publications both in print and through electronic messaging. The proposed changes are eradicating our right to advocate against school policies without the fear of facing unjust repercussions, and the vague verbiage allows the school a broad scope to inflict disciplinary action.
This is Emma Carroll. She is an 11th grader at Pensacola High School in the IB program, speaking at the Escambia County School Board meeting last night, and we'll get into the issue here. Just a note, just wasn't able to connect with Grover this morning. We hadn't talked in advance. He's on a trip in Savannah with a bunch of city leaders to look at what they do and see if they can bring it back here, and somehow we just didn't connect this morning, so no big deal. Just wanted, for those of you who expect us to have an interview with him, that's what's going on. Back to Emma Carroll. She spoke last night along with a long stream of students, I don't know, maybe 10, maybe 15, somewhere in that vicinity, probably 10 or so, that spoke about the issue. What issue, you say? Well, the school board was basically, all they were doing was advertising for a meeting coming in June that they were going to be changing the student code of conduct, the student policies manual, the rights and responsibilities section. And buried deep on page 67 of 135, praise whoever read this and found it, the bunch of students were there upset about Section AA in the second level violations. Level 2 violations, you know, level 1 is not that bad. Level 2 is medium for the post-secondary education. And then level 3 and level 4 is like outright crimes. So level 2 AA, the very last one on the list, reads as thus: unauthorized assembly, publications, etc. Demonstrations, petitions, possession and or distribution of unauthorized publications or misuse of electronic messages or computers which interfere with the orderly process of the school environment, a school function, or an extracurricular co-curricular activity. So you read that, as these students did, and it sounds an awful lot like no First Amendment at school anymore. Unauthorized publications? Like, you got to get pre-approval for to share something with your friends that the school didn't pre-approve? That sounds an awful lot like totalitarianism, right? And so these students, all very articulate, I got to assume many of them are on the debate team because based on the way they spoke, got up and complained about this to the school board, and rightly so. This is Tristan Martinez, also an IB student at PHS.
I'm Tristan Martinez, and I'm a student at Pensacola High School in the IB program. But I come before you today not as a PHS Tiger or as an IB student, but rather as a student of our beloved county. And I'm here to speak against Article AA at the bottom of page 67 on the proposed 2022 to 2023 Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook. Article AA's only addition is that it can limit the First Amendment rights of peaceable assembly and free petition to students, rights that students indisputably have at schools. Best put by Justice Fortas in the 1969 decision, Tinker versus Des Moines, students do not, quote, shed their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse gate.
Amen.
On top of this, limiting such rights discourages these young and impressionable students from being involved in politics and growing up to be local leaders.
And what he's saying, and he's right in saying it, is that if you disrupt school, there's already procedures to handle that. So the only possible substance of adding this Section AA would be to additionally penalize students for engaging in protest, petition, possession of unauthorized publications. God, they made it sound so dumbly sinister when they wrote this. And so since you don't need to, you already have the ability to punish them for disrupting, this would be an additional punishment for those features. It's like aggravated disrupting, you know, First Amendment disrupting. So they're right. This was a terrible writing of this. Ben Shurik?
It is important to understand the significance of this handbook. By law, school attendance is mandatory, and for me, that means public school. The moment I walk into that public high school, I enter a jurisdiction not unlike that of an embassy or an airline, the only difference being that I'm mandated by law. Thus, I'm speaking about my freedoms, what I can or cannot do and say as mandated by my government. Every single day, in accordance with this document, I hear the phrase, liberty and justice for all.
Ouch.
But whether or not I get the same liberty and justice as every other American is also regulated by this document. This document determines what I can wear. It determines where I can be. It determines what I can say. And it determines what I can own. Now, it is coming after what I can publish, whether or not I can petition. Whether or not I'm a second-class citizen, having committed the crime of being a student, and thus am to be punished by the removal of my right to petition.
Oh, keep talking. I'm loving it. These are my people. Oh, my goodness. This is, you know, I'm just going back to the high school days and some of the stuff that we tried to accomplish. These are the future leaders of the country, and oh my, it's just fantastic to hear them. I know whoever's their teacher is like, yeah, go guys, you're doing great. Which is, by the way, the reaction they got from the school board. Last one from the student side, Emma Carroll, an 11th grader.
The proposed update to the handbook completely removes the student's influence over the school's institutional power. We have no control over any decisions being made by the school that impact us directly. Furthermore, the new policy prohibits the exchange of ideas through publications both in print and through electronic messaging. The proposed changes are eradicating our right to advocate against school policies without the fear of facing unjust repercussions, and the vague verbiage allows the school a broad scope to inflict disciplinary action.
I mean, they're using all the right words. They're quoting the Supreme Court. They're explaining why it's ridiculous to have a student compelled to be in public school where you mandate that they learn about fighting for your freedom in the American Revolution and the significance of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as you turn around and deprive them of 80% of what the Bill of Rights protects. Yeah, the religion one's not touched, but, you know, petition, assembly, publishing, all of those things, freedom of speech, freedom of press, all of that stuff is targeted in that AA add-on section. I just couldn't stop watching it last night. It was so good. So then we come to the response. What's the response from the administration? I'll share that with you in just a second. Let's get Reese Andrews in here with traffic on the fives. A
couple of slowdowns to tell you about. One is an accident west Lee Street at North Kirk Street that's blocking the road. Crews headed to that location. Also West Fairfield at Hollywood Avenue. We got an accident at that intersection. Crews working to get that cleared out of the way for you as well. If you do see something else slowing you down, give me a call. 850-2626-111. I'm Reese Andrews with your traffic on the fives.
So the attorney for the Escambia County School Board, Ellen Odom, who, I gotta be honest, I don't watch a lot of the school board meetings, but the few times I have watched, she is always very impressive. And so she begins in the right place.
Kudos to all of the students. Very impressive. If any of you have interest in a career in the law, I would be happy to sit down with any one of you and talk about options and whatnot. You should all be commended for your eloquence and your passion and your engagement.
And I'll help you get into law school. I love it. It's fantastic. So she then explains what I also would have explained. So, it's nice to see, I'm thinking the way the lawyer thinks is that if you actually read the section, what it says is the part about only if it's disruptive, which interferes with the orderly process of the school environment, a school function, or extracurricular, co-curricular activity. But she acknowledged this was poorly written. You know, this was not written very artfully, and her proposal was to add a section of verbiage that would clarify that students can be punished for disruption, but cannot be punished simply for using in a peaceful way their First Amendment rights, which they certainly do not shed at the schoolhouse door.
I was going to offer to some verbiage to see if it accomplishes what we're discussing. That following that blurb, there be something, it can be in parentheses or not. Nothing in this section rule should be construed as prohibiting the free exercise of a student's constitutional rights so long as their conduct or speech does not material and substantially interfere with the orderly operation of the school.
Now that's good, and the school board did go ahead and vote for that, okay, to change to add verbiage that clarifies the First Amendment is still protected. But honestly, I go back to what one of the other students said, which was the only reason you add this AA section is to limit things that the First Amendment protects. If you can already discipline the kids for disrupting school, you don't get to create an aggravated disruption category for this section of First Amendment activities. They should just delete the thing. They should, because all it will do is add and have a maybe stifling or chilling effect on people who want to share petitions or text each other political messages or petition or assemble, right, peaceably to do that. So they should just delete it. But this is a good step. Okay, this is a good step. And I'm glad the school board took it, and it was great to see the leadership from Alan Odom giving them the help on that. At the same time, I got to be honest, Paul Fetsko, you know how sometimes you can say a thing that's true, but you said it at the wrong time? You know, like, just read the room a little bit better. What he was trying to emphasize was they were all recognizing the students had something right about what they were saying. But sometimes it's better to just not say the other part of what you have in mind. Here was his comment.
But there's also, and I'd feel remiss if I didn't say, the operation of the school is left to the administration. The principal has a lot to say about what happens at a school. And I think that students work with the administration and not in opposition or against or in spite of. And that's where...
Yeah, but the First Amendment is there to protect you when you are at odds with your government, and the pie-in-the-sky naive notion that the students will always like and agree with the administration or not care, right? Which is, that's the problem, too. No.
I see that there needs to be some understanding. We don't set schools up to be independent democracies.
Ooh.
The schools are set up with a infrastructure in place... So that the authority is this the principal, but if the principal is ruling in a way or administering in a way, then there are recourses that the students in this group has shown that.
Yeah, just shh. I mean, he's right. In that schools are not little democracies, right? The students do not get to vote on the policies that govern them. The students do not have the same kinds of political power to govern their own operations of the school as the way an adult would. But you don't need to say it. And you don't need to say that principals rule over the school, even though you correct it and say administer. It's just better to just shh.
But there's
better to just not.
We don't set schools up to be independent democracies.
Cringy at the moment in the context of students being fantastic at representing their rights in front of the school board, which is, again, he's right. The process worked. They came. They said, hey, this is a problem. You shouldn't have this in place. And now they've adapted the policy. But sometimes the way you say a thing makes a difference. 750 on News Radio. All the time, the way you say a thing makes a difference. 750 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, 437-1620. It was a blessing to watch all this happen last night. Honestly, it made my heart warm.